Ron? Okay. I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 1:01 p.m. And the first item on the agenda, we're going to move to prayer. I'd like to ask Congressman Mason if he would please render us an afternoon prayer.
Thank you.
Almighty Father God, we come again as a group to acknowledge and talk to you this afternoon, Father. We ask for your divine guidance and the decisions that we're thinking about and talking about this day, this afternoon, Father. Be with us and be with the families that are in mourning, Father. Be with them at the springtime. We know that you've called the loved ones to your side. That are left behind. We look about to our left and to our right, to our brothers and our sisters to support us. And we do that as a people. We thank you for that privilege, Father, to be supporters of those that are mourning. And just be with them, Father. And be with our children and our elders, wherever they may be. Be with our friends and our neighbors, wherever they may be, Father. Be with our leadership in this great nation, the Osage Nation, Father, the things that must be done. Be with us this afternoon and into the evening. In the name of your son, Jesus, and his brother, James. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Mason.
Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Minutes from March the 26th.
Motion to approve the minutes from March 26th.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say, Congressman Potts, you have a...
Actually, withdraw my motion. Page one, Congressman Big Horse made a motion to approve the request for travel to Southern California. I believe that was for Congressman Whitehorn. We do need the minutes to state that. So, motion to amend the minutes to reflect that travel was for Maria Whitehorn.
Can we have that?
Motion to approve the minutes of March 26th as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed? Say no. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is payables. Payables. Shannon, did Dana have a payable?
We do not have any payables.
Not have any payables at this time.
It's the micro. Okay.
Next item we have travel. Before us we have travel work, paperwork submitted by Congresswoman Edwards. Travel to Northern and Southern California Osage gathering meetings for a total congressional expense is $2,100. If you need to look through that, she has her flights and the detailed information that she has. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Does anybody know for sure if Congresswoman Edwards has traveled this year? I don't believe she has. Not. Motion to approve the travel for Congresswoman Edwards to travel to Northern and Southern California Osage gathering meetings.
Do we need to state an amount?
The amount of $2,100.
There's a motion before us. And a second from Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda
is the Legislative Chambers. I have not received any further updates from the last meeting that we had. It appeared to me that the location was the significant issue on the floor, to be able to find a spot on campus where we wanted to build the chambers. So that is still up in the air as far as I know. And not real sure how to proceed with this or to carry on with this, but if we need to pick a location and how that location can we choose, it's up to this body. I would guess to be able to find a spot up on campus that we would want to consider for the building. Yes, sir, Congressman Mason.
I did some scouting, Indian scouting, looked around a little bit. About 13th and Grandview. There's some where those trailers used to be. It's right on Grandview. It's on High Country. Everything goes down from there. There's already some parking spaces there. But in that area, general area, is my scouting report. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Any other, Congressman Bighorse?
Just to dovetail onto Congressman Mason's comments there, I kind of like that spot too, because you know we heard from executive about the drainage problems if we go west we sure don't want to go south, and you know if we go any further west from where those new buildings are, you know we're getting into rough terrain. And those spots where the old trailers were, of course, we know all those old homes were in there. I'm sure we'd have to do some dirt work, but probably less dirt work there than we would have to do anywhere else. And to me, it would be a quicker way of getting a building up and going. I like the spots that are already in the master campus plan. I think there's two spots right there within that plan.
Congressman Bighorse, any other members of the committee have a scouting report? I too have been up on camp many times, and that is one spot that I have actually looked at as well. Thought it would work for legislative chambers, along with some others, but after hearing, as Congressman Mason alluded to, with the possible draining situation, flooding potentials going to the west, it could create some problems. So again, from what we had heard in the last meeting, is that needs to be the next step for us to find a location. So it seems that we have two congressional members or CA committee members that like the location, Congressman Mason referenced, so I don't have a problem with that. It seems like Congressman Bighorse is also in agreement with that. So anyone else have any input? Congressman Stabler.
Just a suggestion. When you deal with architects, if you have a location, it makes things go faster and smoother. So if you can negotiate the location or get the final determination that is going to be secured as the location for this building, the better for the future planning.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I agree with Congresswoman Stabler, and that's what Mr. Sapahoodle had stated early on. I mean, I think we all can see that that's a wide open spot, so it's kind of hard to not like it, but there's ideas that I don't know how many times that spot's been pinpointed because it's obviously an open spot. So that was really easy to say, there's an open spot, and everyone's done that so far. So because we're not there, I think there's probably needs to be a little more extensive discussion on some sort of plan, because so far the Tribal Development Office has said, pick a spot. But I think it goes beyond that. So I would actually, because we haven't really moved very far and we have 2 weeks left of session, I would actually postpone this conversation of the legislative chambers until a new committee is seated, because I don't know that we're going to get much accomplished in 2 weeks. Like one more meeting. So actually, that's what I would like to move to do, postpone this discussion until a new committee, Congressional Affairs Committee, is seated.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. There is a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'll second for discussion.
There is a second from Congressman Big Horse. Discussion. Congressman Potts.
I would agree. 2 weeks to go, it makes it difficult, but I don't necessarily agree that we should just stop talking about it. Your point is well taken. It's taken a lot to get to where we are, but just because we're going to have a new committee in 2 weeks doesn't mean I don't think we need to stop. I would rather communicate the location and get those documents or the RFQ back and allow the new committee to pick up where we left off.
Okay.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, I can agree with that, but it has taken us forever to get right here. And like it was stated at one time, it's like, even if we decide, let's say, hey, okay, we all love that spot, that's the spot. When a new committee is seated in 3 weeks, they can change the spot. I think I may have already stated this, but why not again? Like, to prove that point, the previous CA committee said we were going to the fourth floor, and that's when the money was appropriated. That was what was happening. We were going to the fourth floor and money was appropriated to renovate the fourth floor. And then in the last year, that's not a thing anymore. It's now, where are we going? Then it became, okay, let's take that money. Let's do something else with that money, move it, and not do something else, but let's build a building with it. We still don't even have a spot from the time we decided we were going to go ahead and build a new building. So I just know that, okay, we can keep talking about it and we can basically gather those documents that we've at least done in the last 2 weeks and prepare something to pass on to the next crew so that they can move forward with some decisions and hopefully some action. So I will, that's my thoughts, but I'll go ahead and withdraw my motion.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Committee, anyone else? Congressman Potts?
Motion to direct the second speaker to communicate the location referenced in discussion as 13th and Grandview to the Tribal Development Office for the purpose of continuing the process of planning the relocation of the Osage Nation Legislative Branch.
Motion on the floor. Can we hear a second?
Can you repeat that?
Motion to direct the second speaker to communicate the location referenced in discussion as 13th and Grandview to the Tribal Development Office for the purpose of continuing the process of planning the relocation of the Osage Nation Legislative Branch.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Okay, next item on the agenda, number 8, Micor Accounting Systems License and Training Discussion. This is being initiated by Congresswoman Staber. So, Congresswoman Staber, how would you like to proceed?
I have some information for the committee to consider, and just want to let you know that the Appropriations Committee set up a subcommittee for the purpose of obtaining or securing Microy system for Osage Nation Congress. And the Microy system is the new accounting system that's been implemented at the Osage Nation. All of this comes about from the law that we have that has a form in it. Eli, what's that form called again? It's a
budget template.
And the nation's inability in the past to be able to form to that template through their systems. So since that time, they have purchased a system called Microy. And in that system, the controller has been working with the Microy people and has actually developed a format that can be used for the form that we require in the law. That is one piece of it. We have not seen that. I don't know if Eli's seen it, but we have not seen that form. She was trying to help us the other day and show it to us. We had a meeting, our subcommittee had a meeting with the controller, Tasha Fox, and with Mark Kirk, the IT department, to figure out what process we had to have or what components we had to have to make something like this happen. So it's the desire of the Appropriations Committee to determine those things and to try to secure the fact that we have a workable template, not just one that comes over on a piece of paper, but an actual workable, manageable template between Congress and the controller that keeps us from having to do manual entry. That's the whole thing, is to try to keep manual entry out of this budgeting system, as we've had to do in the past. When Congressman Potts was budget analyst, he had to manually upload by hand all of the data into the spreadsheets for us to work from. So this would hopefully eliminate that. So there's quite a little bit to this. It's one system. It's over at the nation. It would not behoove us to buy our own system. For once, the expense, but then beyond that, it's the system we need is over there. So what we would do is buy licenses to be a part of that system. Now, the thing about licenses is that licenses are in a pool. There's not this committee's license or Joe Tillman's license, or there's not a license identified as a particular person. It's just part of a pool. So currently, the tribe has 7 licenses in their pool that the accounting system uses. So in our discussion, we got down to that we might only need 2 licenses to add to that pool, just to expand the pool for greater usage, understanding that when we're not using them, it's being used by accountants, because there's 2 sides to it. There's the license, and then there's the access. So the access would be different, and we could give access to whoever we determine that would need access. But just by expanding them by 2 licenses, we feel like at least we would have done our part to create some workstations for us. So in the access portion of that, we would set up different tiers of access into the system. Now, what has been talked about at this point is that we would just need read-only for reports. And that's simple enough. They don't have any heartburn about that at all. The other component to it is that we're going to have somebody that can download and upload that information. So there again, it kind of goes back to the 2 licenses, not that it matters to equivalent that, but the budget analyst and probably the OFPR person, when we get OFPR up and running, would be the ones that could actually download and upload information. Now, they're not downloading or uploading from the main system. They would be passing information through workflows. And the controller explained that to us. It's kind of a side capsule where work can be done, worksheets can be worked on, information can be shared back and forth, and it's not until the actual final is determined, then the controller would actually upload it into another part of the system where it's set, and nobody can get into that to change it except her. I'm trying to explain it step by step. I'm sorry if it sounds like elementary, but... So in that, we asked for the controller to get some pricing information for us, and that's why I'm here today. And so we asked for a cost of 4 licenses and for training. It was also indicated by the Appropriations Committee that they wanted to talk to the microarray reps. They wanted to hear from them exactly what the system is capable of doing and how it would benefit us to have this. Well, in order to do that, it's basically a training, and our staff will need training, so we're just looking at it as a one-time thing. We've gotten the information from the controller that we think helps us to understand that this is a possible, and we can acquire this, and we can do this, but we need some technical experience or technical education. So in order to buy the technical piece, it's $3,800 for a two-day session, which is 16 hours recorded, but it's not necessarily a full straight 16 hours, for them to send to do a technician over a webinar. Now, at that time, any and all members can come and watch it. We would want the staff to watch it because we want to actually ask those questions and determine that it's going to work exactly how we need it to work for us, which is not a big part of it. It's a teeny tiny part of it. We just want to make sure that we're not missing any steps, that that data can flow back and forth easily. And so that's a request, is the $3,800. If we determine, Congressman Potts, did I skip something?
No, no, no.
Okay. If we determine that we want to just get two licenses, then we had a cost of $1,250 for four licenses, so I'm assuming half of that, $625, would be for two licenses. We met with the IT director as well. His suggestion was not to just do all these by VM, which would be going just through the internet to do them.
Virtual.
Yeah, virtual. But to have one system that's hardwired in, one workstation that's hardwired in. And that was kind of the suggestion from the committee as well. They thought that would be a good idea because we do have some issues here. The problem is that the hardwiring that's in the building right now, the panels are full. There's no additional space on them. So they're going to investigate to a couple of wires that we've got here right now and see if they're accessible for us. Otherwise, there's going to be a cost for us to set in a new panel and drop wires in to set up another station. And our suggestion for that station is to put it with the budget analyst, of course, because that's the one who would be in the system the most. So we don't have a cost for that or determination of exactly what. Okay. So I don't have a cost for that right now, so that would be something we have to consider that in the future there could be additional cost for that, as well as maybe a piece of equipment. Could be we would have to buy another CPU or something. So I have the steps that we need to take next as far as microarray is concerned. There's an engagement agreement that would have to be signed, and then they would send us an invoice, and after that they would be reaching out to us for scheduling. Now, it was the Appropriations Committee desire that we do this immediately, as soon as possible, before session ends, so that we can know we're heading that direction. We're going to keep trying to move forward on that part of it. I can't guarantee we'll get it done by the last day of session, but, of course, we'll have the summer to work on it, but we'll try to at least get some dates set, possibly, by then.
Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion to direct the second speaker to execute a contract with microarray for two concurrent users and 16 hours of training, not to exceed $3,950, per the 2019 perpetual quote and order form and the engagement agreement dated 4/2/2019.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. Any discussion? Congressman Mason.
I had heard Ms. Stabler mentioned the considerations of this service and OFPR, and I hear Congressman Potts also acknowledging, you know, for two licenses. I'm thinking, we don't have anybody in OFPR yet. Who's in the slots that you can think of, the two licenses or the training provided to two people?
So, Mr. Chair, the training would be available to everybody. Mm-hmm. It's 16 hours. It'll be, yes, two licenses allow multiple users to sign into those licenses. So they're almost interchangeable. I've got another motion that was discussed in the subcommittee yesterday that will direct the second speaker to authorize or direct IT to set up accounts for the budget analyst, the chair of appropriations, and the vice chair of appropriations. So that's actually who will be working with it during the budgetary session, so not OFPR at this time because we don't have it there. We will eventually get to the point where even OFPR can sign in under one of those two licenses. So we may not need more than two.
Point of order, we do have we still have a discussion on the first motion.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Also, Congresswoman Stabler, you mentioned something about the training would also be videotaped. So is that for our future use for others that want to come on?
Yes, and actually the nation is videotaping the training that they're giving their staff to. So we would have access to that for future use.
So if there was OFPR director that happens,
yes,
or when that happens, that individual could also be trained.
Yes.
Archived it and go to training.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
I think also what I heard was Megan would be able to train after this also.
Good. Any more discussion? Could you repeat the motion, please?
Yes. Consent folder, hold on. Motion to direct the second speaker to execute a contract with Microy for two concurrent users and 16 hours of training, not to exceed $3,950 per the 2019 perpetual quote / order form and the engagement agreement dated 4/2/2019.
Thank you, Congressman. There is a motion. We have a second.
I second it.
Second. Any further discussion? Congressman Bickhorst.
Before we vote on this, are we certain the numbers are correct?
It's through an email quote that I received from the controller. I asked her for a quote, and that's what she sent.
Okay.
Just to clarify, it would be 250 for the first year of maintenance and support, plus 250 for each of the user agreements, and then an additional $3,200.
Yeah.
Bring you to 3,950.
On this one sheet, there's an estimated total.
Okay.
Any more discussion to the motion? Congresswoman.
I don't think anyone's really, like, maybe not going to. I'm just saying, I think there were several of us on this committee that listened in and heard all the discussion with the appropriations. It almost seemed like they were about to move forward with it, but we were like, wait a minute, that's actually the business. Giving the actual authorization would be the business of this committee. So that's where we are. But I feel comfortable with all of this. I just wanted to add that.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a motion to request to direct the second speaker to request remote access through the Osage Nation network for the budget analyst, chair, and vice chair of appropriations, and report the access request to the Congressional Appropriations Committee.
Floor in a second. Any discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This discussion is primarily based, these are the three individuals that are going to be hands-on with the budget immediately. Access will come for other members of Congress at a later date, but this is kind of a test the ground, make sure our remote software works. This is discussed by the subcommittee. I think that's the direction we're going in, but for the budget analyst, chair, and vice chair of appropriations at this time, to be able to be on the ground and trying to work that system out.
Thank you, Congressman. Any further discussion? So we have a motion, and we had a second from Congressman Bickhorst. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the potential emergency hire. I was approached by Speaker Walker about a week ago to employ an individual to come and work for the staff in the back. I think we all know who we're talking about. And so we went through the budget analyst. We do have the money that is available for this position. Went through Paycom, did all the necessary paperwork, pushing buttons and whatever it was to take for us to get this individual over here. So they've second speaker requested for me to go ahead and do that, talk to the staff. They would appreciate the help. Visiting with Congressman Mason about the different things that she does, and it's going to get even busier as we continue towards the end of session, as we near the halfway point. And so the chair would entertain a motion at this time, unless there's any questions. Congressman Mason.
I'd like to make a motion to employ Tightsy Fish as our emergency hire to assist with clerical staff and the Congress. And I would think what remainder of this session or for the remainder of this session. Temporary hire. That'd be right.
It's
emergency temporary hire. We got HR people here. Well, am I saying this right?
Yes,
as an emergency temporary hire.
Okay. Motion on the floor.
Second.
For
discussion.
Any discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Does that need to go through any other process? Does that need to be put out for temporary hire? Or is Ms. Fish already employed through the temp pool and we're able to select from that? How does that work?
What I was told through Paycom was to fill in the information with her name, who we requested, because she's got the experience and has been here before. And that's what we decided to do. So, and it's my belief she can start, I think, immediately. Can she start immediately? Yep. Okay.
She's already in the pool. Okay.
In the pool and ready to go. So does that answer your question, or do you have?
I think I'm okay with that answer for right now.
Okay. So, I mean, I feel the same way. I kind of see where you're going with that, and I don't know how we did it before. I mean, we'd have a temp pull the full firm, correct? I mean, because what you just stated was that you and the speaker had a conversation. I think it was that you went ahead and entered her name in. So it's already, you said we decided to do that. So you already entered it into the system. Okay, so it's already done, or are you requesting authorization to do that from this committee?
Well, as far as I know, it's just there was a request for help. She's done it before. She's been here for years. We proceeded with her name into the system. So that's what I know, and that's what I did, working with the HR office to get it done. I think if it took any more time, I don't know if it would take more time, to interview three or four candidates, I'm not sure. But the emergency hire status, I think, probably lets you do some things to be able to get this individual on board with us. So,
I came in on the tail end of this conversation, but I heard the questions asked, and then apparently a statement was made that second speaker and I had a discussion about it. I happened to be in the office the Thursday or Friday before session started. Carrie came into the office, and I asked her how she's been, what she was up to. I thought maybe she was coming in to get oriented and was going to get moved in and help us out as she has in the past. She said no, was just coming in to say hi. I asked her if she was willing and able. My observation from the last session was that I recognized that our staff was cleaning up after us quite a bit, and I didn't really think that was appropriate. I guess in hindsight, we probably should have considered this a month or two or three ago. But like I said, it was just one of those happened standstills, saw Carrie walk into the office, and I asked Shanna about the possibility of her coming and helping us out. And I spoke with Joe about checking the budget, and then he mentioned something to me about hiring her as an emergency hire, and I asked him basically if he would take the necessary steps and get her on board if possible. And he did mention to me that he didn't have a CA meeting until today, and I wasn't surprised to see this agenda item. So that's wraps it up from my perspective. I would like to, as long as we've not violated any HR policies or procedures, I would encourage the committee to bring her on board.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I agree. Having the additional staff member is incredibly helpful. I, too, just want to make sure that she's in the temp pool. It wasn't just, hey, we want to hire this person. We've contacted HR. Policies and procedures for hiring a temporary emergency hire were followed, which I'm sure it can be, and preference could be given to this individual through the temp pool. But I want to make sure we went to the temp pool and did this without just picking this person.
I will have to get back with HR and confirm that we did this the right way, and that's going to take some time because the next CA meeting hasn't been set. So, but if that is your request, we can do that. But at that point, I think it's moot that she even come on board because it will be a week left, and what's the point? Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, that's, have you confirmed? So you're saying you need to confirm that we followed a process legitimately, et cetera.
Yeah, I worked with the HR department, went through them and asked them, what are the steps that I have to do to be able to get this person on board? And they were very helpful in guiding me through that process. So, but I can recheck with them to make sure that we did everything the right way. But like I said, if we do that, it's going to postpone it for at least another week. And what's the point? So we can table this or remove it. We're just trying to do something good, something well. I don't think, you know, with the guidance of HR to do this, I don't feel we broke any rules or improper conduct, but I can check with them and make sure, have them report back to us to see if I did it the right way or not, so.
Well, I realize you're, okay, good. Maybe they can shed some light on this because I realize you're frustrated that it's being questioned, but you stated that you've already entered her name into a system, and now you're asking for authority per this committee. And we just want, I agree with Congressman Potts, just wanted to make sure we followed steps and this is a thing, because I wasn't on this committee, I don't think, when the particular individual we're discussing was brought on at the beginning. I know there is a temp hire pool, and it was stated by the speaker just now that she will help clean up after us. I mean, maybe one thing is we can clean up after ourselves over the next 2 weeks, if that's what the purpose is.
There's more to it than that. You've witnessed her.
Speaker, I'm just stating what you just stated is all I'm saying. And there's 2 weeks left. So that's all we're just saying, because the way it sounds that we just, somebody walked in and said, hey, we want you. And we have a problem, and there's processes for that, because we don't feel that that's the proper way. And we question, should the executive branch or anyone else do that? So that's, we're just asking.
Thank you. I'd just like to note that your observation of me being frustrated is unwarranted. So, Ms. Trumley, please join us here.
Oh, yeah, you have to totally.
Speaking about personnel matters, if we move it to executive session, then we could absolutely, I mean, I don't know what the protocol is, but we could advise on this matter while we're here. But because we're speaking about an employee specifically, we couldn't do it in open session.
Thank you for that. So, the potential emergency hire, Chair would entertain a motion to, oh, Congressman Mason.
I do have a motion on the floor.
We repeat the motion, please.
Just to hire Tyson Fish as temporary emergency employee.
And did we have a second?
Yes.
Any more discussion to the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. All those opposed say no.
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 Motion passes. So next item on the agenda is staff job descriptions and market rate survey discussion with Ms. Anna Trumley. And I believe we need to do that in executive session, so Chair would entertain a motion to prepare the chambers.
So moved.
Second.